Shalom. You are listening to Preparing the Way, an audio teaching ministry from Perfect Word Ministries. My name is Kevin Jeffrey, president and founder of Perfect Word Ministries, and I am a Jewish disciple of the Messiah Yeshua. Without a doubt, one of the most confusing and controversial topics relating to the Messianic Jewish movement concerns the relationship between Jews and Gentiles. While the Messianic Jewish movement is defined by its distinctiveness as a Jewish movement, there's no getting around the indisputable fact that the majority of participants in any given Messianic synagogue or congregation at this time in history are not Jews, but Gentiles. How then can Messianic Jewish ministries maintain both internally and externally that their ministries are in fact Jewish when the abundance of Gentile adherents speaks volumes to the contrary? This dilemma has led to various solutions that have left critics questioning the movement's stance on a clearly scriptural mandate, the unity in Messiah of Jew and Gentile. The Christian critic asks, how can the Messianic Jewish movement be a legitimate move of God if it maintains a distinction between Jews and Gentiles? The Jewish critic asks, how can the Messianic Jewish movement be a legitimate Judaism when their congregations are overrun by Gentiles who are acting like Jews? It should go without saying that Jew-Gentile relations, specifically within the Messianic Jewish movement, but also within the broader body of Messiah, is not only a hot-button topic, but one which we need to gain a firm grasp of if we're to be effective in our common mission and goals. In the last session, The Gentile Believer in a Jewish Movement, we uncovered what I consider to be a monumental piece of the puzzle in understanding Gentile involvement in the Messianic Jewish movement. Turning our focus specifically toward the Gentile believer in the Messianic movement, we asked the key question, what kind of Gentile are you, and what kind of Gentile is Adonai calling you to be? Are you a foreigner, a temporary resident, or a sojourner with the Messianic Jewish people? Are you just passing through? Are you involved, but only to a limited degree? Or are you like a Caleb, Rahab, or Ruth, and you are saying to the Messianic Jew, where you go, I will go, where you lodge, I will lodge, your people shall be my people, and your God, my God. The way that each individual Gentile believer and family in the movement answers this question will not only have a profound effect on a personal level, but will cause a tremendous impact on the entire Messianic Jewish movement as well. Getting back to the issue of unity, though, what are the implications of answering such a question? Does this mean that some Gentiles, these so-called sojourners, will be in true unity with Jewish believers while others are not? On one hand, it sounds right, doesn't it? If you're sojourning with someone, leaving your family and joining theirs, surely you'll have a higher level of unity with them than with someone who's not part of that family. But wait a second. The scriptures clearly talk about unity between Jew and Gentile in the one new man, without any qualification whatsoever of whether this Gentile is a sojourner or that Gentile is not. This apparent incongruity brings us face to face with the underlying questions I hope we can resolve during this session. What is the relationship between Jew and Gentile in the body of Messiah? By virtue of the new covenant, are Gentile believers now part of Israel? Should Gentiles then keep Torah? Are Gentile believers, quote, spiritual Jews or Israelites? If there is no longer Jew or Gentile, how can the Messianic Jewish movement continue to maintain Jewish distinctions? What does it mean for Jew and Gentile to be one in Messiah?